بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا کا کلام نعت شریف. کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نور سنت ہے کون و مکان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں. عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں، کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں، کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں. صلی اللہ. نور سنت ہے کون و مکان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں. فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں، فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں، کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں. یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ، یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ، شان سلطانیت شتربا میں، شان سلطانیت شتربا میں. نور سنت ہے کون و مکان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں. جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا، گل بدام تیرے بوستاں میں، جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا، گل بدام تیرے بوستاں میں، گل بدام تیرے بوستاں میں. جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر، جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر، کامراں ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں، کامراں ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں. نور سنت ہے کون و مکان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں. ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن، آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں. ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن، آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں، آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں. آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو، آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو، کس طرح لائے اختر زبان میں، کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں. عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں، کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں. جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر، کامراں ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں. نور سنت ہے کون و مکان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں. نور سنت ہے کون و مکان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. First we just translate this beautiful poem of our Shaykh. کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شان میں. What was the great effect on the shan of رسالت of نبوت. What great effect it had on mankind. It changed the whole history of mankind. Yes, some aspects are explained, Hazrat explains, but when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, a complete new era dawned on the whole of the world. And the direction of the world changed from whatever it was, where they were worshipping idols, where they were worshipping their kings, etc. All that changed. And جِئْنَا لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. That the Sahaba say, we have come to take out people from the servitude, from the slavery of man, into the slavery and servitude of Allah, Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So what a great change came. So Hazrat writes with to that, Noor-e Sunnat hai, kaun o maqam hai. After 1400 years, and this is one of the miracles of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his sunnat, and how, mashallah, ulama-i muhaqqiqeen, they will, any sunnat, anyone will say it wrongly or something, they will correct it. Anything that has been printed in some kitab and something has been added somewhere along the line, they will find the original. So that original sunnat for Quran Sharif is there, 100%. But Allah reward the ulama that even every hadith, people who give lectures, we quote many riwayat which are not hadith. And because it is correct, the meaning of it is correct, but it's not a hadith. Like, for example, لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. And the other one, الصَّلَاةُ مِعْرَاجُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Many like that. So, alhamdulillah, there are those ulama that will correct this. So, sunnat is also mahfuz. And Allah reward those ulama and take them from strength to strength and give them the courage that they correct it. Of course, in a suitable way, in a right way, but it must be corrected. So the noor of sunnat, Allah has kept in the world till today. Quran, 100%. And like sometimes they wanted to change the Quran, take out some jihad ayats, etc. They printed so many, distributed them in some countries, but it can't, because Allah has taken. One big buzurg was very worried, heard that they want to change the Quran. So I told him, that's impossible. We don't even have to worry about that. Allah has taken the promise and Allah will look after it. And we see throughout the world today, the amount of khuffaz. Many of us will remember there was a time when we had to have tarawih from Alam Tara. Today a hafiz finds difficult to find a place to make his tarawih. And the quality of the Quran Sharif has increased so tremendously. At that time, when we were small, there were huffaz in Cape Town and Durban, Grey Street, Johannesburg, Kirk Street. These were the main, they should call huffaz from Cape Town to come and recite here. But today, alhamdulillah, how much of Quran Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala accept and increase us all the time. Kya tajalli thi tere bayan mein. What lightning flashes they were in your bayan. How it affected the Sahaba Ikram. Till today, so many hadith, they are like living. The words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At one time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a bayan, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, tears started flowing down. And they said, this is such a bayan, it looks like parting advice, etc. What the effect? So Allah's Rasul, and when he used to give khutbah, like a general in the army, as though he sees akhirat, and he's speaking to the people and warning them, kya tajalli thi tere bayan mein. What was the... And till today, this is kept proper. Even that mode is kept mahfuz, protected, and it is there. Abd Sultan khare hai ek saf mein. The slave and the king are standing in one saf. The whole world till today wants equality. Certain equalities which cannot be possible, gender equality. Allah made a woman, a man, a man. If you want gender equality, then we'll have to have men also to give birth. That what you call it, gender equality, they must also do that. And they must also suckle the baby when it is born. So these are impossible things. But with the equality between mankind, that they're not tackling. What has to be tackled, that they are not tackling. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. When how slaves were treated. Today, alhamdulillah, I don't think anywhere in the world there is slavery. But a different modern type of slavery. Slavery to the rotten cultures. We have become slaves to that. Slaves to all wrong passions and desires. Slaves of our nafs we have become. But slavery, as we know and understand, that doesn't exist anymore. But at that time, and how slaves were treated. Today we are treating many times our workers worse than how they used to treat the slaves. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. These are a bitter pearl to swallow. But it's a reality also. And how we treat other people. We have to, even our own people, family people, our language, how we treat them. These are things which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he became angry on his slave. And he was his voice was, tone was raised. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Siddiq and death cannot be jama. It can't be together. It's impossible. So what an effort. And immediately, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu admitted and submitted, and he set the slave free in the name of Allah ta'ala. So those are the things which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, and in the name of tasawwuf and khanqa, it's not just a matter of coming, listening some ashar, some bayan, making some bayans. It is we try and develop, we make dua to Allah ta'ala, that we develop these qualities within us. Kya asar tha risalat ki shaam hai. What effect there was in the risalat, in the messengerhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last and final Nabi of Allah ta'ala, and what he went through. One time, senior sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he had awoken from his sleep on a grass mat, and the signs of the grass mat were on his body. They said, oh Allah's Rasul, the kings of Persia and Rome who are on falsehood. They are not on the truth and they are in so much comfort. And you, Allah's true Nabi. And what you have taught us, Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu most probably said this. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Umar, are you still in doubt of this matter? This dunya is nothing. This is not something that we cherish. The real life is the life of the akhirah." And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a man, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transformed him from what to where. He says, "I remember the time when my father should tell me, Umar, you can't even graze the camels in the woods, etc. You haven't got that capability." But he says, "Today, two and a quarter million square miles lie under my feet, and I'm ruling over 2.25 million square miles. How much that in kilometers? 3-4 million square kilometers." Or so, Allahu Akbar, what was the shan? May Allah give us true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give our lives, to die for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his aqwal, his adat, his habits, his words, his way of life. May Allah make that the object in our lives. Also, while I remember this point, many times some brothers have this spiritual condition, that we don't seem to feel that enjoyment. We feel a low, our ibadat, now we haven't got that enjoyment in making that ibadat. These are ups and downs which come. Qabz and bast, these are things which come. Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi, Allahu Akbar, Allah give him jazai khair. Give us also tawfiq to make amal according to his teachings. He said that when you make ibadat and you are enjoying it, and you enjoy your ibadat, which is good, but there is a great possibility you are doing it for that enjoyment. And if you are doing it for that enjoyment, he said, this is dunya, which we think I've got ayn deen. And if you are doing when you're not getting enjoyment, now you are doing it only for Allah, because Allah's hukam. You're not getting enjoyment. So when we are doing, enjoyment is good, but that's a sideline. Karamat is a karamat. Allah has given you ikram. Allah has honored you. But that's not maqsood. Maqsood is to follow on Shariat in all conditions. Whether we enjoy it, we don't enjoy it. Difficult, hard condition. We at home, we're making our namaz with jamaat easy. We are on safar. Now, that is now not easy. Women folk are work. It's raining. And you have to make your asr namaz. Just now it's going to be maghrib time. So at that time also to be making your asr namaz, according to safar rulings, etc. But now that is a test now. When you're at home, you've got your masjid, aircon is on, heaters are on, it's quite comfortable. Then that is easy. But when it is, when we are like traveling or something, like it comes in the hadith, that to go for Isha when it's raining, dark, etc. In our time, maybe the lights have gone because of the weather, lightning, etc. And it's raining heavy at that time to make it to the masjid. Maulana Siddiq Bandwi, rahmatullah alayhi, says, he was with his sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Khalil Ahmed Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, Saharanpuri. Then they were in Makkah Sharif, and it started raining, what we will say, cats and dogs, pouring. And the water, in those days, the water system, the water, drainage system wasn't what it is now. And the roads were flooded like a river it was. And stones were being carried by the water so strong. So he said, 100% today, Hazrat will make amal on rukhsat. There's full permission you can make under such conditions. You make namaz in your place. But Hazrat prepared for wuzu. And he said, we will go for jamaat namaz. Now consider ourselves, me, myself, all, how weak we become at such times. Then they start, and then Hazrat took a jug of water together also, that our feet are going to get dirty and we can't enter the haram with dirty feet. So we'll wash them. And in this way they're going now. And as they came halfway, that water was such that it will topple them. And Mawlana Siddiq Sahib himself, the Khadim, he in fact like sort of fell. Hazrat pulled him up and kept him. Now they're catching in one hand the umbrella or something, and the other hand what water, and somehow they at that middle, in the middle, he thought, now definitely Hazrat is going to say we turn back. But Hazrat with determination went. Allah give us such tawfiq. This is on all conditions to fulfill. Nice to speak about it, nice in a nice masjid, carpets are nice and soft, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, we can speak with Josh like we got it. But when the time comes, then we can't control our temper. When the time comes, we can't control our emotions. We see a woman, we just can't. We get reminded also it's haram, but the way we are torn apart within ourselves. May Allah Ta'ala. In our case, this our silsilas, buzurgs, with their barakat, may Allah Ta'ala bless us also. Kis tarah se mitaya jahan mein, farak gole wa gore ka tune, kis tarah se mitaya jahan mein, that how you white and black, Allahu Akbar, till today. The Arabs, if you will see, they are those people who came from Abyssinia, from Sudan, from Somalia. They are living now. But when they meet with an Arab who is light in complexion, how they meet, how they hug, and you can see that friendliness in them. At the open heart, how they meet. Unfortunately, we haven't got that. But we have to develop that also. Today, we suffer from a complex. We just see another person, color of the skin, and we suffer from a complex. May Allah Ta'ala make it that we have the true love and respect and honor that inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. That those people, and there are many such people. One imam in Malawi, used to go for namaz, tahajjud time. And those days, no lights or anything, small little masjid in the village. Takes his lantern for little light and he goes tahajjud time to the masjid. Makes his tahajjud. Now normally we'll see that person, we won't, not for a tuppence we'll have any value for him. Then he was making khutbah. While making khutbah, he looked on top and in his language he said, whoa, and he passed away. What value they got by Allah Ta'ala. Once when we do our zikr in the morning in the Darul Uloom masjid, and in winter, HIPS classes also carry on after Fajr. So there was one local, or a black boy from, I don't think local, from nearby country, was reading, comparing his sabak so beautiful. And the thought just came to me, a boy who's going to WITS, who's going to Johannesburg in JU, or anything else, UJ, all these places, people will have so much regard for him. And this, and one of our students, Tanzanian boy, he got a shaheed. On a Thursday night, he read or he wrote those couplets that, if I die in your path, the words of the Sahabi radiallahu, then I don't care which side I fall. Then he prepared for his Jummah, ghusl, wudu, and used to go to the other Tanzanian brothers to perform Jummah there. And on the corner there, somebody wanted to rob him, mak him something, but he became shaheed there. What is his darjah? So what has color got to do with the witness? That is what is the important thing. May Allah bless us with this and bring Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Sahaba, you still got jahiliyat in you. You still got this. How much of jahiliyat we got in us? Ye tha teri ghulami ka sadqa shani sultaniyat shutarbaame. This was the sign of your great, great position. That how you, camel drivers and all of them, everyone, what position you gave them. How high you took them. Jo murda the, kya nazar thi, ke jisne murda ko masiha kar diya. What was the nazar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That those people who were like dead, who had the worst habits in them, they became the, not only alive, they be made other people alive. And with the Sahaba, we read, Hayatu Sahaba, our skin starts, our body starts shaking. We tell today what effect they have got. Jisne kaante bichaye the dekha, gul badama tere bostame. Those people who put the thorns in the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became the roses in his path. What a transformation. May Allah let us make qadar. And with this, may Allah instill in us the love of going to make ziyarat. And with that jazba, we read salatu salam on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Jo chala tere naqsh qadam par kaam raha hai dono jahan mein. Whoever followed in your way, they are successful in both the worlds. Ho qamar jaise anjum mein roshan, aapke mehfil e akhtara mein. Just how the moon shines in all amongst the stars. No star can outshine the moon. The moon's light is the moon's light. Like that you were in your gathering. That you shone out more than all the others, whoever. And not only amongst the Sahaba, that is natural, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But with all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, in Mi'raj, who would become Imam? Who can become Imam? Who is Imamul Anbiya? And he's our Nabi. And our Nabi is the only Nabi that this Ummah knows exactly where he is. Where is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? What the Christians say about Isa alayhi salam, what alhamdulillah our Quran tells us exactly where Isa alayhi salam is, but our Nabi is so easily accessible. Till today, what an honor for this ummah. Aapki shan be intiha ho. Your shan, your position, which is limitless. There is no words that can describe it. Kis tarah lai akhtar bayame. How can I explain it? There is no language. When we thank Allah Ta'ala, also we should say to Allah, I haven't got that tongue, I haven't got that heart, I haven't got that mind, I haven't got those ways to be able to be thankful to you. For one drop of water, whole life's ibadat cannot fulfill it. And how many forget drinking, how many buckets and gallons and liters we waste. Allah, Maulana Nazir, Allah reward him. There are many other brothers like this, many in the past also. When we slept there, he brought a bowl for me at night. And he told me in the morning when you open the hot water tap, fill this bowl first. So that the cold water doesn't go for waste. Usually we just let it run down. This is, Allah give us that consciousness to look after water. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum Rahmatullah Ali used to say that before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regard to the value of sunnats and how Hazrat loved sunnats, is one beautiful poem. In many poems he has written of the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the sunnats. One poem, Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke hai Jannat ke raaste. Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke hai Jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai Sunnat ke raaste. Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke hai Sunnat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai Sunnat ke raaste. So Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke, to follow in the Sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hai Jannat ke raaste. This is the road to Jannat. If a person follows that from here, Newcastle, we are all going. Most of us know our directions. But those who don't will check the GPS, will check the boards that this shows now. Johannesburg, this shows Durban. According to that, we will go. So whoever goes according to Sunnat will find out he comes in Jannat. But Jannat is, one is, it is udhar. It is credit. We still have to live our whole lives. Allah have mercy on us in our lives. Keep us steadfast on Iman, Islam, with afiyat and salamati. Give us more on Iman. And then in the Qabr, how long? Then the day of Qiyamah, how long? And then after all that, inshallah, finally, Jannat will come. And the other is, Jannat is the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And the creation can never compare with the Creator. Allah is the Creator. He is absolute. So what for Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke hai? One side, Jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai, Sunnat ke raaste. And a person will get now cash immediately, not credit, cash immediately connected with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when you got Allah, ek tu mera, to har shay meri, zameen meri, asba mera. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. And when you get Allah, everything is yours. قرب کی لذت چکھا کر اے خدا. Oh Allah, give me that enjoyment of your closeness. And that does not only come in good conditions. Ahlullah Hazrat explains that ہمیں طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل ملا. So that قرب of Allah, Allah bless us with it. that close, that even, and in fact, Hazrat says that you don't need peaceful conditions to come close to Allah. Difficult conditions bring you more closer to Allah. That is, if you made some effort and you know you got your trust on Allah, you'll only turn to Allah Ta'ala. Bhai Abdul Wahab Saab Damat Barakatuh says that when you go to your shop in the morning, refresh you, make door of your sabak, refresh your sabak, that my shop can't give me rosy. Allah is the only giver of rosy. You are taking your medicine, say, the medicine, you can't give me shifa. Allah is the only one who gives shifa. Bring this yaqeen everywhere. You're sitting in your car to go, my car, you can't take me. This road, you can't take me. Only Allah can take me. The car can get stuck. Anything can happen. Allah protect us all. What happens on the road? Allah, all those who became shaheed on the roads, Allah give them jannat. Allah protect everyone. Afiyat salamati. Hazrat has taught us one beautiful dua in his kitab also. Ji, and I will mention this point also, that I notice, and I hope I'm wrong, inshallah, that when somebody tells you news of some accident, somebody has passed away, it's just information. The person you told to, he doesn't even wish, oh, this happened. But he doesn't make a dua. Somebody has passed away, he doesn't make three times, Qulu Allah. Pass the sawab to the marhum. He passed away. And if it is close family, close by, we are going. What time is the janazah? Who else is going? We will go. But that, when we hear that, and we hear some bad news, then the sunnah is to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And there is great, great solace in that. If we understand, we belong to Allah. To Allah we are going to return. And then there is a dua which Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said, we don't read this dua. Allahumma ajirna fi musibatina. Oh Allah, save us from this musibat of us. Wakhlufna khayram minha. And give us something much more better in return. When Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha read this, when her husband passed away, then Allah gave her Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَخْلُفْنَا خَيْرًا مِنْهَا. And for these people, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلِيمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. May Allah bless us with that. Also, this dua, we should try and learn this dua. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي عَافَانَا, or the singular عَافَانِي, مِمَّا ابْتَلَاهُمْ بِهِ وَفَضَّلَنَا عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ تَفْضِيلًا. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. When you see this anywhere, an accident, somebody is getting a traffic fight or something like that, whatever bad, somebody, some illness of somebody, don't read loud in front of him, Alhamdulillah. He'll say, I'm suffering, you saying Alhamdulillah. So softly, but that Allah, you say, it comes in the Hadith, that musibat, that taklif will never reach you. And one of the conditions of all our wazaif, etc., to have the effect, is to stay away from major gunas. Major gunas, gunas generally, and particularly major gunas, that effect takes place. It comes, but the guna blocks it. So we must, and Allah has given us, Hazrat says, the easy way to stay away from gunas. I'm so habitual. I can't stay away from my gunas. Hazrat says, just make tawbah. Start with 10 times a day. Just start with the words. Reality will also come, but be pabund on it. Istighfar, tawbah. Just the words alone, 100, try and come to 100 times, and then try and bring the reality in it. So Hazrat says, you are committing 500 gunas a day. And we might think, I don't make 500 gunas. Maulana Fazlur Rahman Saab, Damat Barakatum, our Shaykh al-Hadith, translated some kitabs, and of Mullah Ali Qari, he says, in namaz, when we don't make our qawma and jalsa properly, we are making close to 500 gunas in namaz. In namaz we are making 500, and we thinking that I'm free of guna. So it's very important that we make tawbah, istighfar, like that Allah Ta'ala will save us from further gunas. So the ayat I've recited, Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. According to Mufassirin, Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makkisa, Damat Barakatuh said, the most amount of Qasams, Allah Rabbul Izzat took at one place is in this surah. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا والقمر إذا تلاها وعوسى all قسمس والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها they are all قسمس and so striking the first six قسمس pairs of two Allah took all the قسمس and in them there are more قسمس also والشمس وضحاها Allah Ta'ala took there are many قسمس which Allah has taken because the central theme of this is قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا To show this, Allah Rabbul Izzat, what is it necessary for Allah to take qasam? And Allah is taking qasam, and Allah is taking qasam of so many things. And the six pairs which are day and night, sky and earth, and sun and moon, all these things like our opposites, Allah took Then, without an opposite, وَنَفْسِي وَمَا سَوَّاهَا This nafs of ours, this body, and how balanced and properly Allah Ta'ala has made. In another place, Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي أَيِّ صُورَةِ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ How Allah has made this insan. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh used to explain, two eyes the same size, mostly same color, 99%. Some people, one eye is a different color, another eye, same color. But he says, what if one eye was a big eye, and the other one was just like the eye of a needle? How should we look? Just today, somebody's eyes, little bit something, you may notice it immediately. If one ear was like the ear of an elephant, big fin, and the other ear was like a pumper, If one leg was 1 meter long, and the other leg was 1 foot long, 12 inches, a person today just with a few millimeters, there is little difference, he has to put a sole or something, otherwise you can see he's not walking right. What is Allah's system? One friend of ours, an alim, when I spoke on this subject, he came to me and he said he deals with some non-Muslim people in his business, and with this picked up trucks were top goods and that. So one time, just his finger came in there at the edge and the truck came down on it. And then now he has lost his balance on the fingertips. And now suddenly sometimes he walks and he just falls down. Just because of that balance which Allah has kept in the whole body, of everything. What is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? Maulana Muhammad Umar Saab Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that our teeth, just take a lesson, that if when a baby is born, no teeth in the mouth, because it has to suckle on the mother. Sometimes some baby is born and it bites the mother, how painful it is, but the mother has so much love for her child, she forgives immediately. And then, afterwards milk teeth come, then the actual teeth come, and if it was us, or scientists that had made this insan, we would say that when a child is 1 year old, then 1 millimeter the tooth. 2 years, 3 years, 10 years old, 1 centimeter. And 20, 25, 2.5 centimeters the teeth should grow. And then the boys and the girls. And now you want to get married about that age 20, 25. And it's sunnah also to just have a glance at the girl. Not big interviews. And not big discussions today. What is happening? Just a glance at the girl and what is sunnah is 100% right. You will do it to that just to see that there is some compatibility. And when sunnah has prescribed it, that you don't need all the detail. You don't have to go out before. You don't have to find the history of the person. You don't have to put it on the internet. Facebook and all what things are. Allah make maaf, Allah make raham upon us. Some people, good people, but then they found a person, everything is on the Facebook. And they change their mind from there. All these things, Allah make us maaf. So anyway, you go and just have a glance at the girl and she's smiling. And with her 2.5 centimeter, the top tooth 2.5 centimeter, bottom tooth short man, you'll take a door out from there. And she see you smiling. She say, my mother is getting me married to a human being or to a bulldozer. How we will should have looked. Who is it that brings the teeth to one level and whole life they remain at that level? And if they kept on growing and Nani Ma and Dadi Ma has become 80 years old, Now the top tooth is 8 centimeters. And the bottom tooth is 8 centimeters. And like that also little children don't want to waste time with Daddy Ma and Nani Ma. They want to be playing. So they won't even come, they'll run far from Daddy Ma. That with her big teeth, perhaps she's going to eat me up. Who is this? How did Allah make? And this is not only that, the whole human body. One thing. How the heart, how Allah has made. The formation of the body in the womb of the mother. نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ How we have created. مِنْ نُطْفَ مِنْ عَلَقَ How Allah has made this. It's impossible to conceive. There is no way, but you just fall and make our sajdas that way. Ya Allah, it's you and nobody else. If you look at the ant and the whole, how Allah made the ant and the whole ant community. If you look at the birds, how they flow, and the aeroplanes try and fly like that, how they fly. If you look at the fish, the colors of the fish, if you look at the greenery, and what flowers, and how the petals of the roses, the colors of them. Hey, man has only tried to copy what Allah has made naturally and originally. And that also we cannot do how Allah has done. Look how great is not that. But after all this, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا Then Allah Ta'ala says, you are made of two components. Nafs, your body, and your ruh. Without the ruh, the body is useless. No life in that body. The actual thing is the ruh. And so this ruh is made in about 4 months and 10 days roughly in the womb of the mother. The body is made complete now. But there's no life in it. After that, now Allah puts life in there. And وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ They ask you, what is the ruh? قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي It is مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبْ A command of Allah Ta'ala. Today you'll go to any university, Harvard, Oxford, Cambridge, wherever in the world, go to the library and on the soul, you'll find a whole section on it. Go on the internet and you will find enough material. But after studying all that for a lifetime, you did your PhD also. You got your PhD on the study of the soul, but you still don't know what it is. And Allah has explained it, min amri rabbi. The soul is a command that has come from Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah takes his command out, that person who is now everything, he could just now speak also. He could do everything. Now he can't wink an eye. He can't make a signature. Man says, we made all this. What did Allah make? Who made you? Who made all these things? And when Allah takes out the ruh, then hatta kalla idha balagati taraqiya wa qila man raq wa dhanna annahu al-firaq wal taffati saq bisaq ila rabbika yawma idhin al-masaq. And when that time comes, who can help that person? Everyone, the doctors are trying their best, the amils are there, the ulama are there, people are making dua throughout the world. But when Allah has taken that ruh out, nothing. So, what is more important, the body or the ruh? The ruh is more important. The body is like we go with the car from here, Newcastle, to O.R. Tambo Airport, we are going to fly. Now, we completed our destination with the car. We leave it there, we park it there, or somebody dropped us, they go back again. And now, we're going to carry on with the journey. So, the body's work was to transport us from where we were made in the mother's womb and up to the time of mort. That is all. And today, every effort, little heart problem, chest pain, must go and see doctor. Hey, little bit, somewhere here on my right side, I've got a pain. What can it be? Kidney stone, we don't know what. Many things. Little, my eyes are blurred. Hey, I start, blood starts flowing from my nose. I spew blood. I go to toilet, blood is coming out. Treatment for everything, an urgent treatment. And everyone is prepared to help you for all that. But this is for the temporary transport. Just from here to O.R. Tambo. From here to Durban International. Whatever it might be. But the ruh then carries on with its journey. Allah Akbar. One time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he was traveling by train. A And his goods were more than what is normally allowed. Those days when we were, it was 50 kilograms per person. I don't know now. So the station master knew Maulana. So he says, no problem, Maulana, you can take more. So he says, you are permitting me. Jazakallah, but tell me, when I'm going on a very long journey. And then afterwards, the conductor, Titi, he will change. Then I'll have a problem with him. He says, no, I'll tell this conductor to tell him that you must just excuse this person. He says, but in front another. So he says, no, then that one will tell that one. He says, finally, when I reach my destination, I have to carry on. My destination is going to go in the qabr. On Qiyamah's day, I have to answer questions. All this I will have to answer. Then he understood, may Allah give us this haqiqah. One time, one person who was a university graduate became bad to Maulana. He changed his life, clothing. He looks like a mullah now. Maulana, he looks like a Maulvi sahab. So, when he came with extra goods, and because he was late, he rushed on the train. So the station he had to get off, he told us that the person at the gate who checks the tickets, I got extra goods, charge me for it. He was also surprised that nobody does this, all happy, they make Allah shukr, we got away. Allah make us maaf, Allah keep our iman intact. We make shukr on haram. Allah make us maaf. Where we stand, only Allah has raham on us. So anyway, so he insisted. Then he called the station master. Station master told him, no, you can go. There's no problem. So he said, no, I can't go. He said, I'm the station master. I'm telling you, you can go. He said, the railway department belongs to you. He said, no, it belongs to the whole railway. So how can you? You got authority to make me maaf. He said, no. So he said, then you have to pay. So then the station master and the person who were checking tickets, they were talking in, it was in Hindi, Urdu they were talking. So they spoke in English, looks like this is a drunk man. Or this is a madman. That we're telling him to go, and he's not going. So he knew English, he was a university graduate. He said, I'm not mad, I'm not drunk. You may be mad and drunk. So Allah give us these realities. Very easy to talk, very easy to hear, very easy to try and make our bayans flowery little bit with some qissas and waqiyah. But the reality of it, may Allah grant us. So the soul is the more important. And these realities, may Allah bring it in front of us. And that we are concerned. Hadrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو تعلمون ما أعلموا لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Had you known what I know, not just know knowledge to learn of a hadith by heart, in which kitabs it comes, etc. No, to have that reality in you, then we would laugh very little. We would cry much more. So this is that life that is going to come. And we don't know when it's going to come to when. Least expected it comes. And most expected it doesn't come. Some people are suffering old, go to the old age homes, go and see in the hospitals. People also feel now, but mort only comes on its time. It can never come before time, it can never come later. So we have to prepare. So this ruh is the more important. Now for this body, as I explained, you are coughing blood or whatever, all those things. Yeah, in Newcastle or in whichever town we have come from, are there facilities for that? To go to hospitals? How much facilities there? Plenty facilities. Or specialists, private clinics, government hospitals. Many people, physiotherapists specializing in this, Cairo practice, they're doing something. This one is doing how many things. But for the ruh, is there in our towns, is there a hospital? Is there a chemist for the ruh? Whereas this is the most important. In the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, in the golden era of Islam, there were doctors for this. Everywhere. Today, if we have one Islahi Jalsa or one Tablighi Jor, Ijtema, once in a year. Jamaat works once a week, one outgushed, one ingushed, etc. Then one majlis, a few brothers having one majlis a week for 1 hour. If a doctor opens his surgery, only 1 hour a week. And only Ramzan, very little. Whole Ramzan, some hospital operates only in Ramzan. You must wait for your... when we get in a government hospital, they say we got a big backlog. We can only give you a date after 3 years. And yet you need a knee replacement or whatever else. How is that? How we feel? But for this, only in Ramzan. And there is perhaps 1-2 doctors who are doing otherwise 10 days Ramzan Etikaf. And the main object of Ramzan and the Etikaf, which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, lived practically in his life, his Khanqah in Ramzan, which the Quran Sharif says, the object of Ramzan, the Quran Sharif says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire the taqwa. And Allah's la'al, possibility, is yaqeen. Allah's la'al is not a possibility, it's a definite. If we keep rozas as they are supposed to be kept, we observe Ramzan, and for that, alhamdulillah, ulama are giving talks already. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Rajab was in anticipation of Ramadan. Allah beautifies Ramadan from Muharram, that this is that month. And this is the month of the celebration of the Quran Sharif. What a great kitab. Now to bring those realities within us. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْبِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. All these qualities, when you are angry, to control your anger. And then to make ihsan on the person. To make him maaf. And then to make ihsan on him. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's son was making wudu. And the person was busy giving the water, by mistake bumped the jug against his head. So he got angry. He looked up angrily. So he read, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْبِ. This Quran was in them. He controlled his anger. Then he read, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. He said, I forgive you. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. I've set you free. Where is that in us? With the wife. Then she answers, she'll say something like that. One person, you tell some dini matter, they say, now you're a big muftisa. Or you're a big, big alima you are. You know everything. But this reality to hit us at that time, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So we need this hospitals, this end, this spiritual treatment, which is 100% more important than our physical treatment. Physical treatment, as was explained also, it is 100% permissible. But it is not faraz. Allama Anwar Shah and many buzurgs, when they had some illness, they would give sadqa in it or they would tolerate it. One buzurg, he had a headache and then he read Surah Fatiha to blow. Allah Ta'ala said, I want you to have a headache, you don't want to have it. Are you walking on your desire or on my desire? This is not for us, we'll destroy ourselves. Allah bless us with that level of iman. And that is what one desire that all of us, that we don't think we are pious. That is one dangerous thing. We are doing so much wrong, and the worst wrong is we think we are right. So wrong we are, and we thinking we are right. So where we are, make qadar. And try and move forward. Never ever be complacent that now I'm all right. And also that we give bayan, I'm sitting here and I think I'm telling everyone I'm all right. Shaitan's big dhoka. Until you don't think I'm the worst and I need it the most, till then we're not going to progress. I'm the one who needs it the most. And Allah reward our public, general Muslim public. They got great respect for the ulama. But by that we mustn't be fooled. They got great respect for us, but we mustn't be fooled by that. We must realize what is our reality. So this is what is the zakiyah. And the month of Ramadan, at least this little bit where we are having, let us make the month of Ramadan for ibadat also, tilawat of Quran Sharif also, for zikr also, for dua also, for sadaqah and charity also, taking out our zakat also. But the main thing is, see that whether we acquired some taqwa, whether we are moving up little bit, and easy to check, how much more connection we got with her? How much are we thinking more of Allah Ta'ala? Today our Bismillah in anything is mafqood, it's not present. Many times we make dua, our duas are accepted, Allah accepted. After that, no shukr to Allah Ta'ala that you did this work for me, what I wanted, it got done. Insha'Allah, Masha'Allah, all these things, one imam in Dubai, who was there, his son is there now, he should cook and feed ulama there. On a Friday, 60, 70 alims, and personally he used to cook himself. And he says, he, close we were, he says, I see all these people are ulama, but no one read Bismillah, no one say Alhamdulillah, after eating no dua. So then I tell them that if you people don't like my food which I cook, then you don't want to read Alhamdulillah, make shukr, at least read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But read something. And unfortunately, I hope I'm totally wrong, but generally I see now, also when we are eating, we don't remember Allah Ta'ala. No shukr of Allah Ta'ala. At the end, we don't make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. What is the dua when we taking off clothes? Wearing clothes, I'm sure everyone knows the dua. Alhamdulillah, alladhi kasani ma'uwari bihi awrati. Alhamdulillah, alladhi kasani hadha wa hadha sawb. Bighayri hawli minni wa la quwwati. Taking off clothes, Mani Musa knows. I told him to check up, he taught me. Jazakumullah. Anyone else? When taking off clothes, we wore the clothes all the time. What a favor of Allah. If I didn't have the clothes all the time. There is a dua there also. Bismillah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah or illa ghayru. That is a dua, we should read this dua. And also very important, when we take off our clothes, we are, one person I told him, when we are walking, friend, that the paper lying there, 100 people walk past, we won't pick it up. I said, why don't? He said, hum apne ghar ke shohar hai. We are the bosses in our house. We just get things done. We are like bosses. So we don't want to, we throw papers around, but we don't want to pick up a paper. So just like that also, clothes, when we take them off, don't just throw them anyhow. Put them in the washing basket. Or put them nice, and also don't throw our shoes down. If you didn't have your shoes, make qadr of this ni'mat of the shoes. Our clothes, when we change them, don't now just throw them one side. Make qadr of these things. These are the things that have to come into us. So we have to work on our soul. As much we go, giving a lot of importance to the body, and no problem with that. We are spending by the hundreds of thousands, by the millions today, in the private clinics for the body, which we know is going to perish. And the soul which we say is going to live forever, it's our yaqeen. But no time and no, may Allah give me. And the object of becoming bi'at also analyzed, I became bi'at with my shaykh. It was just like a barakat thing. It was like a rasmi thing. To get that reality that why I am bi'at with a shaykh. It isn't just for barakah, just for namesake, but to make, to correct the spiritual. And if the ruh is right, everything else will be. وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَةٌ إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. The heart is the most important. The spiritual heart. To talk is easy, but may Allah make that, and we have that worry. And we turn to Allah. This will, inshallah, help us to get up and cry to Allah Ta'ala and beg of Allah Ta'ala. So that then Allah Ta'ala says, a person who did this treatment, spiritual treatment, وَنَفْسِيُمْ وَمَا صَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Here is also one important point. Allah says that Allah put in this person the desire to do bad also, and not only bad, Allah put the desire to do good as well. So this is our test. If you are writing an exam and they are giving you all the answers also, ready-made answers, then there is no test. If we feel that Allah had created us and He only put good in us, then there was no need to come to the test room, imtihan ga, or dunya is an imtihan ga. But here Allah put the test of bad in front of you and the right also. You can see that woman, or if you want to, you don't see. Namaz time, fajr, it's up to you. You want to get, and Allah gave us a choice. The sun got no choice. On its fixed time, it has to get up. And on its fixed time, it has to set. The winds, the rains, the seas, the mountains, they are all directly under the control of Allah Ta'ala. And they got no choice of doing anything of their own. Insan, jinn, Allah gave us choice. And also as we are passing here, what thing Allah has put in my mind, if you think it's also all right, do it also. niyat and dua that make niyat for the hidayat. When we're doing a gusht, we are making a bayan, etc. Make dua, make this niyat that for all the men till the day of Qiyamah, all men, Muslims and non-Muslims, Allah must let it reach. You will get your sawab according. Allah will do His work, who He wants to give hidayat. But you will get your sawab. And make dua for the jinnat also. They are also responsible. We are not responsible to work in the jinnat, but we can make niyat for them. And when we make dua of hidayat, make dua of hidayat of all ummat first. And then all men, all people, men, women, then all jinn also. Make dua for them, Allah give them also hidayat. So that is also very, very important. And one dua which Allah has put in my heart, which if somebody feels it's good for them to make this dua, that Ya Allah, presently now, my whole life, and especially just before maut, at the time of maut in the qabr, and on Qiyamah's day, let there not be one guna in my record of deeds. And you are He, you are Him, that you transfer gunas and you make them into good deeds. Make them, all my gunas, into big, big good deeds. And there mustn't be one guna in my record of deeds. Allah Ta'ala is that, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ وَعَامَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنًا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah does this work. Allah, our Shaykh says, that Allah, Allahumma innaka afu, you are an embodiment of forgiveness. You are forgiveness. You don't only forgive, you are forgiveness. And tuhibbul afwa, and you love to forgive. So do what you love, O Allah, and you forgive us, O Allah. All of us make this, say Ameen on it. And if we Allah accept it, before we get up from the majlis, we are all waliullahs. You know, guna on our head, we make tawbah, no guna. And just keep the head up again. If it falls down, put it, make tawbah again, bring it up. So for this, the spiritual treatment, that is very, very important. And that is why we have come for our treatment. Every one of us, let us become conscious, we need this treatment. And we have to take this treatment. So, فَأَلْهَمَهَا and Allah Ta'ala said first, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا and after that, تَقْوَاهَا. So the fujur is there. If your car only got an accelerator and no brakes, what's going to happen? And if it's only got brakes, no accelerator, you're not going to move. So that desire, and you've got no petrol in your car, you've got the latest BMW, latest Ferrari, whatever it is, but no petrol in the car. So that your power must be there. But just see, you must have now power steering. You must have power brakes also. When you got a car with so much power, you need to control it also. All we have to learn is to control it. So if Allah can put this message in me, in all of us, that we have to work on our ruh. We work on our houses, our gardens, our cars, our business, on everything. One message came about this, now we have to see it. We have to go to the bank and sort out this. One message came about this, now we have to go and sort out that again. Our principal phone, we have to talk about your son, now you have to go and see. All things, but about the ruh, that we have to sort that out. That must be our first priority, which is not on our agenda, which has to be right, the first priority for everyone, every day. Allah, give us all tawfiq. And then Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ قَدْ مَازِي أَفْلَحَ مَازِي تَحْقِيق. Definitely that person who worked on his ruh, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, who purified his ruh. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, and that person has lost out completely, who didn't work on his ruh, didn't correct his ruh. So may Allah let us understand that the body is there. We are only, today we were the non-Muslims, they only work for dunya. They have got no idea of ruh, and they got no idea of akhirat. We got it ready-made, all this. We should accept this and follow this. So may Allah make this a reality. May Allah, out of His kindness, put it into our hearts. My words were full black, dirty words. But may Allah, out of His kindness and mercy, and the sincerity of so many brothers here, and there are so many who got real concern in their barakat, may Allah Ta'ala bring this, that we worry about our ruh. The food of the ruh, 5 times namaz, zikrullah, tilawat, all these things, dua, the desserts, we have enough. We have the, before the meal, all the savories and all that. Then we have the meal, then we have got some desserts, then we got tea again, then still some sweets will come again, then some sukmuk will come again. How many things for each meal? But for the ruh, namaz also, how we make our namazes, we don't sit. If we sit little while after our namaz, then the malaika make dua, Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma ghfir lahu. So the malaika, we come before time, and you are sitting and waiting for namaz, malaika making dua for you. So what great things, and mashallah, Newcastle, Allah Ta'ala, this town, every town, Allah increase us. And also, just before I forget, we have to thank, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The brothers of Newcastle, Maulana Nazir Parak, Maulana Ismail Aku, principal, the whole staff, all the students, everyone, it took them a bit. When they just entered, the marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan, that was given to everyone. And I was so surprised. One night we were leaving, and the student was there to tell every car, all the people, Jazakumullah for coming. Jazakumullah for coming. And they've gone out of their way. The meals that were prepared, the whole, there was little rain and that, but it didn't upset anything. Everything went smoothly. May Allah reward them tremendously. And may Allah bless them. They did this with His love. And by their barakat, may Allah bless us all with His love. And may Allah put not in our outer, but fill our hearts with His love. Allah Ta'ala, give us istiqamat on deen. Keep us firm on deen. And every moment increase us in deen. Love of Allah, obedience to Allah Ta'ala, ilm of deen, knowledge of deen. And may Allah Ta'ala let us die on deen, on Islam, kalima shahadat on our tongue. Mort of Haram of Medina and Jannatul Baqi, or mort of Haram of Makkah and Jannatul Ma'ala. Or Allah give us Jummah's mort. Allah give us mort in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala be kind to us, for all of us. And may Allah accept all the brothers who came from where, what sacrifices, from where and where, and those who made effort for the Islahi Jalsa. May Allah reward them also tremendously. May Allah reward everyone. And Allah Ta'ala is Shakiran Alima. Allah makes shukr for what? Allah gave us tawfiq. He did everything for us. But yet He appreciates when you appreciate Him. And He gives you more. وَلَيْنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah gives you more. May Allah bring these realities into us, inshallah, and save us from, also remember, shaitan is waiting, that you went ijtima, you went umrah, you went islahi jalsa, you got khilafat, you became murid, so you now somebody. Don't ever, may Allah save us, the traps of shaitan, how cunningly he works, and how shrewd, nafs and shaitan are extremely shrewd and cunning. How in the form of humility, they bring pride in us. May Allah save us. Only Allah can save us. Never depend upon yourself that I will save myself. Only beg Allah for His protection. Otherwise, any person can change any time. May Allah save us all. May Allah give us tawfiq, accept from everyone. And may Allah let us advance in spiritually. And dunya success also Allah give us. Deen success also. And mainly akhirat success also. May Allah Ta'ala accept and bless us all, inshallah. And to make this announcement. With afiyat and salamati for all of us, and for what deen, for the sake of deen, inshallah.